Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for tuning in. This is Nurse Carmen. We have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge, and we will have a conversation with the messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and welcome all once again to our podcast where we try to allow you to use the spirit that is within you to direct you in the direction in which is best for you, not what is best for me, but what is best for you. I want to thank you all for coming out tonight, and I'm praying and hoping that throughout these numerous conversations that we've had, that there have been different moments of enlightenment that have come to you to help you see and begin to better understand exactly who it is that you are, help you to better understand just how much power and authority you have. As we go into this conversation tonight, I just wanted to say, you know, I try talking to people and I'm trying to get them to understand that it is about you. And because they use that limited thinking, they automatically think of selfishness and stuff. But to some degree, it is selfishness because, as we've said so many times, we have to understand in order for me to share joy, I have to have it to share it. And so it's important for us to understand that you've got to get yourself right. It's easy for other people to try to so-called fix somebody else. But why is it so hard for us to fix ourselves? And this is the most important thing. There's been many messengers that have come and tried to tell us. If you listen to what the messenger Stevie Wonder said, when you feel that life is too hard, have a talk with God, the one that is within. Have a talk with God. And it's time for us to break loose of the shackles, break loose of this mindset that has been instilled in us that God is separate from us. Break loose of this idea that God does not want us to feel good. They say that when I'm talking to him and I'm telling that it's about the whole idea of doing what feel good. They say this is the road to hell. Yet I say it is the road to heaven. Much depends, of course, on what you say. Feel good. In other words, what kind of experience feel goods to you. Yet I tell you this, no kind of evolution ever took place through denial. If you are to evolve, it will not be because you've been able to successfully deny yourself the things that you know feel good, but because you've granted yourself these pleasures and found something even greater. For how can you know that something is greater if you never tasted the lesser? Religion would have you take it for its word, take it at its word. That's why all religions ultimately fail. Spirituality, on the other hand, will always succeed. Religion asks you to learn from the experience of others. Spirituality urges you to seek your own. Religion cannot stand spirituality. It cannot abide it. For spirituality may bring you to a different conclusion than a particular religion. And this no religion can tolerate. No known religion can tolerate this. Coming to a different conclusion than what it is that they have already set before you. Religion encourages you to explore the thoughts of others and accept them as your own. Now think about that for a moment, because if we really think about it, they want us to be like Moses. They want us to be like Noah. Because these are the objects or the subjects that they bring up and tell you that this is what they did, so to be like them. But don't you know that Moses at one time, Moses was his own person. And it's important for us to understand that it is important for us because we are creators. We are divine human beings. We are here to experience life, to create and become the best person that you can be. And you have to understand best that you can be does not mean the best churchgoer or the best prayer or, you know what I mean? That's not the best. Mm-hmm. Being the best is being, as I started saying from the beginning, the things that feel good to you. Now, I know everybody's mind going somewhere today. Well, where society would say it shouldn't go right about now. Mm. But think about that for a moment. I know we hear, but think about this for a moment, okay? One of the best pleasures in the world is something that they make you have to hide. They make you have to do it in the dark, per se. No pun intended. Now, understand what these are the things in which the things that bring us joy. If we follow religion, it takes your joy from you. Unless, of course, you decide you find that one person and you get that one person and you lock up in the room and then it's okay with God. Now, please understand me. I am not saying that that's not okay, if that's what feels good to you. But does it really feel good to you because of who you are or because of what they've told you? This is not an anti-marriage conversation. This isn't it isn't. It's just realizing, understanding who you are and doing the things that make you happy. And if we all be truthful about it, I mean, all of y'all except me, but if y'all be truthful about it, there's some things I want to do that technically you can't tell nobody except for that person that's with you. I'm just saying, and when you do those things.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
But when you do those things, you feel really good. And then when you start thinking about what if somebody saw me or somebody knew that I was doing these things, that's when you get uncomfortable. But while you were in the particular act, whatever it may be, you felt good. So why would you deprive yourself of something that brings you joy? But and that's because we have allowed religion to dictate to us how we should live. Don't you know feeling good is your way of telling yourself that your last thought was truth, that your last word was wisdom, that your last action was love. Just to coordinate this so that you better understand what I'm saying, Sister T, I'm back at you. When you did what you did, isn't that what you felt?
Yeah, I felt good.
And so we've got to understand this and stop depriving ourselves of feeling good because of what other people say. If you want to notice how far you've progressed, to measure how highly you have evolved, simply look to see what makes you feel good. Yet don't seek to force your evolution to evolve further faster by denying what feels good or stepping away from it. Because what you're doing, as I'll go back to, everybody can paint their own picture, but when you go back, when you do that thing that made you feel so good, now you're going to stop because somebody told you it was wrong. What you are doing is denying yourself.
You're absolutely right.
And if you're denying yourself, then you're not being you. Your truth is not being you. And you need to be your truth as much, always, but as much as you can. And why should you let something that feels so good to you be deprived from you by others who technically are probably doing the same thing? But
or
because
doing
we want
nothing, which is even worse.
That's correct. Because, again, you're depriving yourself of what feels good to you. And if you do what it is that feels good to you, as I just got finished saying, it is your last thought of truth. That your last word was wisdom. That your last action was love. We lost Sister Pearl. We started talking about that. And she said, you're losing me here. Uh-oh. And we lost her. But she'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back.
Self-denial is self-destruction. Self-denial is self-destruction. Yet, also know this. Self-regulation is not self-denial. Regulating one's behavior is an active choice to do or not do something based on one's decision regarding who they are. If you declare that you are a person who respects the rights of others, a decision not to steal or rob from them, not to rape and plunder, is hardly self-denial. It is self-declaration. This is why it is said that the measure of how far one has evolved is what makes one feel good. And it's making my co-producer feel good because he's just moaning in my ear.
I'm sorry, I'm just listening to you, brother.
Hey, you feeling good? We've got this song. We've got this song that we play sometime. I can feel the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, and we got to understand feeling the presence of the Lord comes in so many different ways, but because we have allowed people to tell us what the presence of the Lord is, we've missed it on so many occasions. We've missed it, so we've got to be of our own mind. I'm not telling anybody to be disrespectful or anything to that nature, but you have to start thinking of oneself. Because if you're not going to do what it takes to bring you joy, how can you bring joy to others? If acting irresponsible is, if behaving in a way which you might damage others or cause hardship or pain is what makes you feel good, then you have not evolved very far. Okay, so this is something that's very important that people have to understand. When you begin to evolve and you start to do the things that make you feel good, it will in no way hurt others. But now you've got it now, and once again, as you're evolving, then you, when you become to begin to know who you are, then there are certain things that won't hurt you because you know who you are. A lot of drama and stuff we bring on ourselves because truth of the matter is we like drama. This is why we indulge in it all the time, because remember, we have the choice to evade the drama anytime we want. We all thinking, how can I avoid some of this stuff, huh? How can I avoid some of this stuff? And if we stop for a moment, and as we're saying that to ourselves, I guarantee you, you're getting an answer from yourself right now. Think about some drama that you just went through and ask yourself, how can I avoid this drama? And I guarantee you, if you just listen, you will tell you how you can do it. Why? Yes. Because you know, as I've
That's
said
right.
so many times, we are mm-hmm. not here to learn anything. We are not here to learn anything. We are here to what?
To remember.
Right.
To remember.
That's my cast. That's what I'm. We are here to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, okay, since my class ready to go today, how come, what is it, why is it that you can remember? What happened, why you can remember?
Because we were here before.
All right, because, all right, all you got to do is say Tony Montana.
That's
you put this together. Who you did, that's who.
And I
say it in a joking way to bring humor, because humor is good. Mm-hmm. Laughter is good for the soul.
Right. Sure is.
And so we've got to stop walking around here thinking that we've got to be so tough that we can't laugh, we can't cry, we can't do these things. We've got to stop that. We've got to be true to ourselves. When you come from we are all one, it is virtually impossible to find that hurting another feels good. So-called irresponsible behavior vanishes. It is within these parameters that evolving begins being seen to experience life. It is within these parameters that when you say, I grant yourself permission to have all that life has to offer, and you will discover it has more to offer than you ever imagined. You are what you experience. You experience what you express, and you express what you have to express. You have what you grant yourself. That's important. So in order for us to be and do what it is that we want, we've got to understand that there's some little things that we need to do, little easy things. But those things, you will tell yourself it. All you have to do is listen. Please hear me. You are not disconnected from God. You are not on a journey trying to make peace with God. You and God are one. The journey that you're on, it's called life. And it's a journey for you to experience life. So we have to understand these things and begin to look at things differently. And when you begin to look at things differently, I want you to know that that is you evolving. And that's a beautiful thing. Because some of the things that you used to do, as they used to sing in a song, things I used to do, I don't do anymore. But once again, religion got them thinking the things I used to do. I used to play pool. I don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, playing pool is going to piss off God. Mm-hmm. Like, going to give co-producer a shout out. Going to Zanzibar.
Whoa.
Like, that's going to piss off God.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We've got to think about these things that we have allowed to sidetrack and create fear in us to stop us from being who we really are. It's important for us to do that, not to allow people to have us in a shell where we're just a shell of ourselves. I'm going to tell you something else. Sister Purr, you holding on? Fasten your seatbelt, Sister Purr. All right? Sexual expression is the inevitable result of an external process of attraction and rhythmic energy flow which fuels all of life. God has built into all things an energy that transmits its signals throughout the universe. Every person, animal, plant, rock, tree, every physical thing sends out energy like a radio transmitter. So you are sending off energy, emitting energy right now. From the center of your being in all directions, this energy, which is you, moves outward in wave patterns. The energy leaves you, moves through walls, over mountains, past the moons, and into forever. It never, ever stops. Every thought you've ever had colors this energy. When you think of someone, if that person is sensitive enough, he or she can feel it. That was deep, y'all. How many times has it been? I know we can all count zillions of times. I was just thinking of you.
Yep, many times.
And you got a call. Because of the energy. This is what we are. This is who we are. But because we get so tied up into this physical body, we forget we are spiritual beings. Omnipresent. And I know you've all heard that. I know you've all heard the saying, sending off good vibes, right?
Yes.
It's very accurate. People can tell when you got good vibes, when you're feeling good and you're sending out them good vibes, the same way they can tell when you're upset. Has anybody ever walked into a room where it was just so thick it seemed like you can cut it with a knife? It was just so much tension and stuff, and then you felt like you could cut it with a knife, right?
Yes.
So, the point that I'm making to you is this is because of who we are. And we have to start acknowledging it, and so that when you start acknowledging it, then you can better deal with it. The matrix. You've heard me talk about the matrix before. The combined current energy field within any given parameter is a powerful vibe. It can directly impact, affect, and create physical objects and events. I'm going to say that one more time because this is all part of the universe, and this is really, really, really important. The matrix, the combined current energy field within any given parameter, is a powerful vibe. It can directly impact, affect, and create physical objects and events. You ever heard, wherever two or more are gathered in my name?
Yes.
Now,
love it.
You heard what I just... What's that?
I love it.
Wherever two or more are gathered in my name.
Okay.
So anytime we can get together, touching the green with anyone, it don't have to be in the church. Wherever two or more are gathered. So this is why I say to you, I know I talk about religion, but I got to tell you that there is some stuff in the Bible that kind of gives us something to call back to our remembrance, but we have to remember it's just as we're speaking here today. It's just as we're speaking here today. The only thing is we didn't put it on paper and pad. We take a pen to a paper and write it down and hid it in some dirt for a long time. We didn't do that. We're speaking it now, and it's the same. But we hold it to a higher reverence than what it deserves.
Oh.
I don't know what that was, but you know, we just said energy flowing.
No, I just heard somebody yawn. I just had a Gethsemane flashback. That's all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. I heard it too, but I said, well, maybe because they just use so much energy during the other part when we were talking about some other things. They had to take a deep breath. Ooh.
Okay.
Leave my sister alone. Thank you.
So, as we begin to wind this down, I just really want you to understand exactly who it is that you are. I want you to understand the power that you have. And know, as I'm always saying, all things work together for the good. And because all things are working together for the good,
go ahead and finish your thought, my brother.
Okay, because what I'm going to do, Nick, we're going to play them in the middle of it, so we're going to mix it up a little bit for y'all, because I know y'all ain't happy till y'all hear that, all right? Come y'all ain't happy till y'all hear that, huh? So we're going to hear that sometime in the middle of the show or something, all right?
Okay, we can do that. Hey, but listen, this is a co-producer, and I thank you for tuning in to Hodge the Hodge Podcast on Blog Talk Radio, the Messenger Edition. Again, it's all about you understanding that you are a dynamic individual. When you come to grips with it, everything's going to change for you. And I mean change for the better.
Amen.
Hey, let's go out. Enjoy our day. Enjoy our evenings. And again, let's just live our life. And just live your life. That's all I have for you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Good night.